Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how you can pass values between forms. So, if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download this Access 2013 DB41. And we're, I don't know how far through creating a booking system for a hotel. In the last video, we added this button here, which is add charge, and whenever we click on that, we get returned at the moment the booking detail ID. And what we want to do is we're going to create a form for table extra charges, and we're going to pass over that booking detail ID, and we're going to set that value within the form so that when we add a charge, we add it to the relevant booking detail ID. Okay. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, we need to actually create, let's close that, we need to create that form. So I'll tell you what, let's go to form rooms data entry. Okay, so click on form rooms data entry, control C, control V, and call it form extra charges data entry. And obviously we need to do some changes or make some changes. So drop it into design view, press F4, go to format, call it extra charges. I'm pressing the control button and I'm clicking on all of the controls and I'm going to delete all of them. And I'm going to go to data record source and I'm going to change it to table extra charges. Okay, and now what I'm going to do, now I've changed the record source of the form, I'm going to add the correct record source. So I'm going to click on extra charges ID and click and drag it. And same with date and booking details ID, item and amount. And let us merge those cells. Press on these buttons here. So start with this button. I'm just going to change this to form extra charges data entry here. Same again, form extra charges data entry, and same again here. Okay, so let's have a look at it in layout view. So this is what we got. So everything's fine, except this booking details ID. So what we want to do is just grab the booking details ID and drop it to the bottom. That's so annoying. Can get rid of that. So we end up with something like that. Now, we're actually going to make this not visible at some point, but for now we're going to leave it blank. So there's our form that we want to open up. So close that. And let us go to form bookings extended DS. And we don't even need to go to data sheet view. Just click on charge, press F4, go to event and go to the macro. So first things first, we're going to open up the form. So very simple, open form, form, forgotten the name, extra charges data entry. We want it to open up in dialog view, and let's start with edit for now. So we're not doing anything, so I keep doing that, we're not doing anything special. You click on add charge and you get the extra charges form. That's fine. So now press F4, let's change that to add, save and close. So now when we click on it, it's opened in add mode. So now what we want to do is we want to actually pass the booking details ID over. So press escape and close that. And we'll do this by way of a temporary variable. So under here, tap in set temporary variable and name temp booking detail ID and expression equals booking detail ID, and just click on it and drag it to the top so it sets the temporary variable before opening the form. Otherwise, when you open the form, well, you're not passing any values, are you? and press Control C for temp booking detail ID. Save and close that. So now we go to form extra charges data entry and open it in layout view. Go to form event, and we want the onload event of the form. So we click in the three dots. So when the form loads up, we want it to actually take that booking or that temporary variable and whatever value is in the temporary variable, assign it to booking detail ID. But first we need to check if data entry equals true. So that means if it's been opened in add mode, so you want to add some information. And we might as well do another one. If not is null, temp vars temp booking detail ID, set property booking details ID FK value equals temp vars, only one equal sign please. Okay, so that's what you need to tap in. So the first if statement checks whether it's in add mode, and if it is, the second if statement checks that that temporary variable actually has a value, and if it does, the action takes the value of the temporary variable and adds it to booking details ID. Why not? Oh, I need a comma bracket. What am I talking about? Okay, so close that. I save that and close that. So in order to make sure this is working correctly, unhide fields and unhide booking details ID and guest, because I just hid that. So let's just make that a bit smaller. So for example, the first one would be 7, so booking details ID 7. So if we then click an item, let's say lunch, and say I don't know, $12, save that. That's now been added to the table. And this one here is number 9. So we're past taking this value and we're adding it into here. And let's give number 9 a TV package, which is $23.50, and save that. Cool. Okay, so only other things worth doing, let's hide that again. I don't want to see that. And we'll also hide the field on the form extra charges data entry. F4 visible. No. Okay, so that's how you can pass values between forms with the use of temporary variables. It is important to check for the existence of those variables before you assign them. And I think that's it, or shall I be really picky? Let's be really picky. Open up form bookings extended DS, go to event, and Control C, and under here let's actually remove that temporary variable. Not remove all temporary variables, just remove temp variable, so that once it's opened up in dialog mode, once we close it, that's actually removed. Okay, that's being ever so slightly picky. Okay, right, so that's the video. Thank you for watching, and hope to see you in the next one. Goodbye.